Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs, where we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the Power Coach, Lalisa, and the Possibilities Coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good
awesome.
Morning.
Wonderful, wonderful, Coach Lalisa. It's so good to hear your voice this morning. And I tell you, I am ready to go. Yes, ma'am. What about you?
Oh, yes, you know this is one of those mornings I am already jumped in the car. And on the Roadway Studio, you know, you heard of the virtual studio. So
yes.
Now we got the highway studio.
Well, you know what? There's nothing like someone that likes to keep it moving. My dad used to always say, if you want something done, give it to a busy person because it's going to get done because they understand the importance of keeping it moving, keeping it going, and if they can't do it, they delegate it, but they get it done. That's all that counts, you know, and that's kind of like our guest today. She is so accustomed to, you know, getting it done, making it happen, and I'm telling you, that's what being an entrepreneur is all about, really is. Absolutely, absolutely. And we've got a set of guests this week, all week, and I'm just excited. We've got Trish Morissette. She is going to start off our week with a bang and a pow, and we're going to keep it moving, keep it going. So I'm so glad about it. So, Coach, did you have anything to add? Wanted to see if you wanted to. We do want to mention that we've got our teleshow, Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow, coming on at the end of the month, the last Tuesday of the month. We have our Power Pack show, and with George Frazier and Lethea Owens, and I am absolutely excited and supercharged for that upcoming event. So keep your dials, you know, tuned in. Look for those flyers.
Yeah.
Keep those flyers moving every morning. And we definitely want you to be part of that. Yes, Coach, I'm so excited about that teleshow.
You should be. This is an exciting month because we have the George Frazier and the Lethea Owens, two world-renowned powerhouses that are shaking and moving up with it. People, listen, you want to be empowered to see the possibilities and make the possibilities possible in your life. I mean, you better get, you better eat Wheaties, okay? You better eat your Wheaties. You better get ready because you are going to be powered up to do something. Once they come through a situation, you're not going to want to sit there and do nothing or remain the same or to even keep doing what you've been doing. Maybe you're already a success, but guess what? You can become more of a success and reach more people. You know, Abraham Maslow talked about that hierarchy of needs, and he stopped at the self-actualization. Well, there's another level higher than that, and that's the level where you're actually going about helping as many people as possible become successful. In other words, you're pulling other people up. That's why you're here. So, you know, for people like that, we have something for you. And Coach Cassandra, can I just tell you that it was my utter, you know, happiness and amazement to see David Knight, who we talk to almost every morning here on Blog Talk. I met him on Blog Talk Radio.
Woo-hoo! You know what? He told me he was coming, but I wanted to wait to surprise you, but I think he couldn't wait. He had to tell you. He was so excited about coming. I knew you'd be elated.
I'm so glad because I don't need to have a heart attack. Listen, if I would be passed out. I was still in shock because I'm thinking, this man is not coming, you know, up here. But let me tell you, oh, my God. And Sunday, I went back to the service on Sunday, and the pastor of that part of a big Christian consortium in Patterson, New Jersey, and they're having this mega consortium program, all kinds of churches coming together in June. And on Sunday, the last thing he said to me is, where's that guy at that you brought? You know, I didn't get a chance. He said, I think you can't come here. You're looking for women. Don't worry. I'm going to hook you up with him. Not to worry. So David, did the thing. Kudos. I got to raise my hand and say that they were going to open up a Christian social network station. It was just, oh, my God. And this Valerie Allen, oh, God. No, he started his Miracle Monday right here on Saturday. Girl, I can't even. So,
wow.
I just wanted to put that out there. But let's get on with our guest because I don't want to. This is an awesome.
And just, I just want to tell everyone, just in case they're not. They just tuned in. We're talking about David Knight, who is the CEO and founder of the Christian Social Network, which is the Facebook for Christians. And if you have not had a chance to get on, let me tell you, you want to get on that moving train. It is a movement. Go to mycsn.org, mycsn.org, and get signed in. It's also linked to Facebook. So, listen, it's an awesome social network for Christians. You don't have to be a Christian to get on, but they're going to keep it clean, okay? They're going to, whatever your comments are, they need to, you know, be righteous and pure and holy, you know. So I am so excited about what David is doing. And, David, we want to send a shout-out to you because I know you're listening or about to listen, and we'll have to have him make some comments once he gets on. But with that, without further ado, I want to introduce to you the absolutely exciting, I don't know, there's so many words to describe Trish Morissette. She is a prophetess. She is a mom, a wife, a fashionista, a fashionista, I should say, entrepreneur. My God, a book author, it goes on and on. I don't know what this woman does not do, but she keeps it moving. She's absolutely a visionary, and she has that article in the May 14th edition of Jet Magazine on vision. Wow. So we are so excited. She and her husband pastor Mind of Christ International Church right there in Birmingham, Alabama. They did a church plant. She also has a network called Preach the Word Network, and I know I want to get on that network, and so do you, Coach Melissa. But we just want to say hello to Trish, get her started. Hey, Trish, how are you today, woman of God?
Good morning, beautiful ladies. I'm doing absolutely fabulous, and I'm truly honored to be with you guys on today.
We are so excited. Yes.
Amen.
God bless you, and thank you so much for accepting our invite to be on our broadcast and bring the presence of God right here at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. And for our friends, wow, I'm just thankful to God and that you, saw fit to be here and share with us your vision and talk to us about your TV show and your Preach the Word. And I'm pretty sure, I've heard about a Preach the Word network. I wonder if it's the same. But, oh, my God, and now you're on our radio show. I'm like, wow, God, you are really something.
Amen.
So
glory.
Wow. Well, listen, Trish, let's just jump in. Let's start talking about your magazine. Tell us about the article in Jet Magazine. How important is it to be a visionary?
Amen.
How important?
I was so excited to be featured in the Jet Magazine after I had joined the Boss Network. One of the things that I did a lot was blogging. I would do inspirational blogs. I did my fashion blogs. And after joining the CEO, Kamika, she asked me to do a feature for Jet Magazine and to have it in by a certain time. Well, I was truly honored to do that. And the vision, the article was called The Importance of Being a Visionary. And a lot of times I talk a lot to people about how important it is to see it before you see it, because that's when you'll see it. And see, when you are able to see things before they actually manifest, and truly believe that you can have it or achieve it no matter what it looks like, then I can promise you that you will see the manifestation of it in the natural. A lot of times in life, we have these big dreams. We have this big plan to do some awesome things. And sometimes things don't work out the way we plan for them to work out or work out as quickly as we plan. So we have to remember what the big picture told us, because if we don't, we'll begin to continue to look at this little small photo that's staring us in the face with the facts of, well, this is not happening, that is not happening, you don't have this, you don't have that, da-da-da-da. And if we keep looking at that small photo, we'll take our eyes off the big picture. So it's like no matter what it looks like, you have to see past where you're at in life in regards to your finances, in regards to your business, in regards to your marriage, in regards to your health, whatever it is. You cannot focus on the little facts that are staring you, because I tell you, we serve a big God, and God, my God, He's the truth. So I don't care what the facts tell me. God is the truth. He's the real deal, holy feel, and He can surpass anything that I could imagine, anything that the facts are telling me right here, right now, So I encourage, or I like to inspire people, no matter what it looks like, if you see something different than what's staring you in your face, go after it. Go after it.
That's awesome. That's amazing. that vision, having that vision, being able to see it before you see it. Oh, glory to God. How about you see it and then you're able to see it? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That is, yeah, I like that. And I love, you use one of my favorite phrases, the real deal, holy seal. I love that. And so I know I've hallelujah. But I love how you said that that he, God, is the truth. So regardless of the facts, wow, that's that'll preach all by itself.
Yes, amen.
See, when you, because even in the courtroom, in just in the natural, they have to get up enough facts so that they could determine the truth. But
that's
when
right.
You got, you start with the truth, and the facts don't matter. Oh, my God.
Are I okay? Love it. I love it.
I'm glad we stopped in traffic a little bit because I can't focus right now.
Oh, wow. But you know what I've learned, you know, is that your sight will show you what it is, but your vision will show you what it could be.
Oh, God. Woo! Oh, my God.
If that's a revelation that's so powerful that if you get it, oh, my God, it will change your life. It will change your destiny. It will change your future.
My God, that's powerful. Well, no wonder you were featured in Jet.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
You need to be Oprah with that. But listen, but we're the Oprah of today, you know. Right?
Okay, you better speak it. That's it. That's it. I love it.
Oh, no, we are. God showed me that some years ago, and this is no deference to Oprah. Absolutely love her and love what she's done, and she's certainly been a leader and a forerunner. But
mm-hmm.
I'm about 50 years old and probably a year or two older than Oprah, and so or somewhere right around her age, you know. But and you know how when we look at things, but I remember a couple years back she was going around the country and she was doing a segment. She had people were flocking by the hundreds and the thousands to make a video to send in to her to be
mm-hmm.
featured on her. People were just doing a lot. And everybody came to me saying, Lisa, I didn't even know about it until the day she was in New Jersey. And people said, aren't you going? Aren't you going? Everybody was contacting me, people that know I've been on TV, on radio doing what I'm doing, whatever, whatever. And I said, I didn't even know about it. Why aren't you going? Right? I said, because I've been too busy doing my own show.
Okay.
Come on now. I'm busy with her show. And again, no deference to her. I love her, love what she's doing, enjoy the show and the whole nine. But the reality of is that when you said that, so I'm like, yeah. So you're featured right here on the All About Entrepreneur show hosted by Coach Cassandra, Coach Lalisa, and we have a couple of other coaches that, you know, come on and co-host the show with us. Some just starting. David hasn't even started yet. But,
wow, yes.
And so we got the lady from Jet on our show. What is that?
Amen.
We got Jet. I remember my brother used to sell Jet magazine when I was a little girl.
Wow.
And I was 6 years old, and he was about 7, and he was selling Jet magazine. And I remember back in those days, that was one of the highest jobs that a kid could get.
Oh, wow.
In our community. Back then, if you had a job working for Jet, it was like now, it would be like now you working for some really a good company that's real sturdy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Not just a little McDonald's job, but a really nice, sturdy, respectable job if you work for Jet.
Mm-hmm.
You would go around with that little pouch, and you'd have your Jet magazines, and you would go door to door and deliver them because the people had already paid for the magazine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
wow,
that's
so exciting.
In the years, Yeah. In the inner city, use the little African American boys and girls would deliver those. That's how they distributed their magazines back then. Isn't that something?
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing. That is amazing. You know, that's so interesting, Coach. And here we get to interview the writer of Vision, the article on Vision. But listen, let's get back to Trish. Trish, you've got an exciting ministry, Mind of Christ International, and you guys are doing you just did a church plant. So how many churches does this make for you, and how long have you guys been in ministry?
Well, this is our first church. We've been doing launch, party, vision casting, everything throughout the year. We're going to be a part of this really big major function coming up in a couple of weeks, which we're really excited about. But the church has not officially launched yet. Our official launch, meaning every week service, is going to be
okay.
But throughout, until then, we're being very active in the community. We already have established a launch team that's doing things with us. We're doing like massive food drives. We're doing community outreaches. We're doing our vision casting parties. It's so much stuff that really God has given us to do to make change, to bring forth change into the community that we're locating in. It's in the Birmingham area, specific to Alabaster region, and it's an up-and-growing area. My husband and I were thoroughly, thoroughly excited about it. We've been in ministry for years now, years, and we've always knew that we had a calling on our lives, both of us, to the apostolic. And, you know, it's timing is everything. We understood that we were in a season for training for a while, and now God is saying, yeah, you've been in that season, but now it's your time. And we have to recognize the times that we're in and understand when to move and when to be still. And we know that, you know, in the season that we're in, that God has told us to move, it's time to transition, it's time to do what he has purpose and plan for us to do. And so our first launch is going to be in that area, and we're just so excited, very, very excited about that.
Yes, well, gosh. And we want to thank you so much for putting together that awesome flyer. We were so complimented that you even took the time to do that. Coach Lalisa was like, wow, this lady is something else.
Amen. Well, I have a team, and my team that I use. I have two assistants that help me do a lot of stuff. And then on the other side of that, I have a media, what I call my media gurus, go-to people. And so I have a lot of people and positions and systems that I follow for as how I'm going to get things done. And, you know, anytime, because, you know, as you see, I have my own ministry, Trisha Ministries. And
And
so, you know, anytime that God has me, tasked me to do something, I try to let my followers know on Trisha Ministries page what I'm doing and how they can, you know, support. So, you know, that was one of the things. And one thing you have to do, I've learned in business and in ministry, is you have to be consistent and persistent and do things intentionally. Because if you've established a following, people want to hear from you. People want to know what you're doing. What has God tasked you to do? Because if you keep them up to date and current with that, with what's going on, they will continue to follow you. They will continue to see what God is doing in you and through you. So it's never, ever for my self-glorification, because I have to always remember the God that I serve, and the God that I serve will get the glory first. And so if they see that, oh, man, God is working mightily and strong in this young lady, I need to follow her. I need to hear what God is doing, because they, you know, that it keeps them in tune.
Yes.
It keeps them up to date. And so one thing is, in business or in ministry, you'll know that I am consistent. I am very persistent, because I know what it takes to be success to be successful when it comes to things. I've had trials. I've had different struggles here and there, but I figured out under the unctioning of the Holy Spirit how to do things. I didn't have to pay thousands of dollars for someone to give me the information, but I you know, that's part of my testimony too, because I train people now on how to be a success when it comes to business. And I tell people all the time that whatever you do, you have to be consistent, you have to be persistent, and you have to show people that you bring value to their lives. So if I can tell you that I'm bringing some type of value to your life, then you'll come in, you'll make sure you're on this radio show. You'll make sure you're listening. You'll make sure you're following. You'll make sure you're up to date with what I have going on, because it's not really, the reality is, it's not me that you're following or they're following. It's the God that's on the inside of me that is drawing you, that is drawing them to follow me. So.
All right, all right. How do people get in contact with you? What are the best methods? Give us your website address so that folks can have it.
Yeah, definitely. My website address for ministry is www.trishm-ministries.com. That's www.trishm-ministries.com. For my business, I own a translation company, CEO and president of Professional Translations, and that's www.professionaltranslations.com. And you can find me on Facebook, my Facebook page for Tricia Ministries. I have a Facebook page for Professional Translations. I have a Facebook page for Mind of Christ International.
And
Mind of Christ is www.mindofchristint.com too, so.
Absolutely. I just went to trishm-ministries.com. I'm telling you, that page is popping.
Amen.
Popping.
Glory to God.
You say fabulous, fierce, and favored. Oh, my God. I like that. The three F's, fabulous, fierce, and favored.
Yes.
You go ahead. Go ahead in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Reaching the nations. I love it. That is so wonderful. And listen, we have something else in common. I was reading up on your page that you also attended the ministry training, prophetic training through Bill Hammond's ministry. And I have also done that awesome, awesome ministry right there in Santa Rosa, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was so excited to see that you had participated in that. And now you're part of an organization that also teaches prophetically, teaches the prophetic?
Yes, I did. I did a few teaching training sessions at CI Vision Church in Santa Rosa Beach. Absolutely phenomenal, as you were saying. Ministry. I went to School of Prophets for a full year, Marketplace Ambassadors International School of Prophets. I did that for a full year under Apostle Jocelyn Mathis. And, you know, since then I've been training prophets within my church, Kingdom Agenda International Ministry under Pastors Anthony and Zenobia Andrews. And you know, I'm just getting ready to transition out and, of course, continue the prophetic training, because I know that that is something that God has tasked me to do, is to help to equip his people, cultivate their gifts so that they can flow the right way under this anointing. So,
absolutely, absolutely. That is so awesome. And I love what you say about your church. The Mind of Christ International is about transforming minds. And I'm going to let you help me finish this. You said you team up, you dream up. And what's that last one that you like to say, your little witty statement? Yeah, I saw that you said you like to team up, dream up, and change lives.
Oh, okay, yes. Well, our vision is to change minds, change lives.
Yes.
And change destinies, you know.
Yes.
And how do we do this? We transform ordinary minds to do extraordinary things through biblical teaching and sound doctrine. So if we, my husband and I have this saying that if we could change our mind, we could change our life. If we could change our mind, we could change our destiny. If we could change our mind, we could change our very future, because everything begins with a thought. Everything, even when Eve was in the garden, it began with a thought, a seed that was planted in her mind that she could be just like God, that she could eat the fruit that was forbidden and it would be just fine. See, everything starts with a thought. With all our insecurities and all of our doubts and our fears, it manifests a thought in the mind. And so if we can change our mind from what you believe or from what the enemy has planted in your head or from what mama and them said or generational curses that are on your life, if we could change your mind from those things, then we just change your life. We just change your life. And it's through the word of God. It's through the word of God, because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God, Jesus, he said Jesus so that we can have life and life more abundantly. So if I can break the bread of life and let it penetrate your mind so that you can understand who you are and what you're capable of doing through God, then your destiny just fits.
My goodness.
So, you know, that's our thing. That's our thing. Everything begins with a thought. Everything. Everything begins with a thought. And the only reason I kicked out of heaven, because he started thinking that he could be God. He started thinking that he could do just what God did. You know, it began with a thought. So Mind of Christ International is all about transforming minds so that we can transform your life.
All right.
Good. That's good. Whether you think in the way that will take you to success, but there is also a thought that can take you right into the ditch, right into
or destruction.
Your demise.
Absolutely.
Ain't that wow? Powerful stuff. Now, where is your? And you say you all's church is in Birmingham, or
right? It's specific to the Alabaster area. So, Alabaster.
What does that mean? We don't know what that means.
Well, Birmingham is like a whole bunch of cities meshed together. Like, there's so many. You got Hoover, you have Pelham, you have Alabaster, you have Mountain Brook, you have just a whole bunch of areas, but it's all considered the Birmingham region. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
So, we're in the Alabaster area, Alabaster, Alabama.
Wow.
Okay.
I never did that. Well, I can't. Now we got to come visit. We got another place to visit.
Yes.
All
right. Yes.
We got to come see you, Trish. Yes. Wow. That sounds like a powerful time. When do you all have your women's conference?
Well, you know what? I'm getting ready to do my mega conference. I do every year. Last year we had it in Atlanta, Georgia. We're getting ready for the Speak Lord Prophetic Mega Conference this year. And the Speak Lord Prophetic Mega Conference is going to be September the 26th and the 27th. And it is it's going to be in Birmingham, Alabama, at the Sheraton Hotel. And we have, oh my gosh, a lineup of prophets. And the vision that God had given me for this was to it's going to be a gathering of the prophets where we come together and we speak what thus saith the Lord in this time and season. And, and last year God didn't give me a theme. He said, I just want them to come together and just speak what the Lord is saying. And so I said, okay, God, I hear the vision. I hear what you're telling me to do. I wrote it, I implemented it, and my Lord, that prophetic mega conference last year in Atlanta, Georgia was amazing. I told God, I said, I don't even see how we can match this. I had a woman that had come from Bishop T.D. Jakes's mega conference that was, I think, maybe a week or so before that, and she said, oh, my gosh, she said, I just came from this mega conference to this mega conference. She said, The Bishop Jakes conference was amazing. She said, but this right here, she said, this was so mega and so powerful that she'd never experienced anything like it. And I knew that God had done something absolutely phenomenal. I mean, amazing. And everybody that was in attendance was just blown away in the Spirit and the Holy Ghost. And so, you know, I've been meditating and praying, and I'm like, God, you know, this year we're going to do whatever you tell me to do, so go ahead and start downloading things in my spirit. And the theme, he actually gave me a theme this year. And this year is Speak Lord Prophetic Mega Conference, but the theme is Fresh Fire. I said, oh, my goodness. But that, I said, oh, Lord, that just sent chills through my body when I heard the theme, Fresh Fire, that God is going to release something so powerful in the atmosphere that whomever is in attendance, oh, my God, they're in for a fresh wind of the Holy Ghost, a fresh consuming fire that's about to put them in their rightful places, right line, doing the right. Ooh. I mean, I'm telling you, that thing got me stirred up. I can't wait to start putting it out there, what the Holy Ghost is about to do. We start our marketing campaign actually really soon for it. But I put out a little birdie out there that said, you know, mark your calendars, because September 26th and 27th, there's going to be a fresh fire from God in Birmingham, Alabama. It's going to be powerful.
Praise God. Oh, I can feel your passion. I can feel that thing, woman of God.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Where is it going to be, and how can we connect to be part of that if we're able to?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be in Birmingham, Alabama, at the Sheraton Hotel. That's downtown Birmingham, I believe, Sheraton Hotel. I'm going to be posting this galore. When I start my marketing campaigns, you're going to see it in constant rotation for my ministry page on Facebook, Tricia Ministries. For those of you that are not on Facebook, if you're listening to the broadcast, please sign up for my newsletter on my website. If you go to www.trishm-ministries.com, there's a space on there where you could put in your first name, last name, and your email, and you could sign up for our newsletter, and you'll be getting all the updates that we have going, everything that we have going on. And right now, if you sign up for our newsletter, you get a free download of my book, Faith in a Barren Land. So it's a win-win situation. You sign up, get a free download of the book, and you stay in tune with everything that we have going on, including the mega conference that's going to take place in September, September 26th and 27th.
I'm going to have to attend. My birthday is September 24th, so that can be my little birthday treat.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
Because ain't no party like the Holy Ghost party, because the Holy Ghost party don't stop.
You know what to say. I love it.
Yes. And I'm you now. We are on the move. A prophetess, God bless you. And there was a question I had right on the tip of my tongue I wanted to ask. Oh, I need to find out, because we have to ask everyone who comes on this show. Do you have a page already set up on My Christian Social Network?
My Christian Social Network? No, ma'am, I do not.
Oh, you got to get on there. Everyone who comes on this show, we promote the Christian Social Network. You heard us mention it in the beginning, but we are asking that everyone partners up with David Knight Sr. He has the Christian Social Network. It's like the Christian Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Google+, all rolled into one. And I know people will wonder, how is that possible? How can it be Google, LinkedIn, all that rolled into one? Well, here's a little tip. Because God is in it, and anything God is in is going to automatically be bigger than anything we can ask or think or imagine. So
amen.
It's as simple as that. So now you want to know why it's bigger? Just ask God. Why is it so big?
Okay.
Cause
now, how do I get? Is it mychristiansocialnetwork.com?
You go to MYCSN is the acronym. CSN. Christian Sam Nancy. CSN.org.
Okay. Got it.
And you go right there and you can create your page. Very simple. You can link it to your Facebook, your LinkedIn, your MySpace, your YouTube, and everything else. And you can do all kinds of things there. Oh, my God. I can't even tell the things because we don't have enough time. But you can do a lot of things there. And he's our partner. He's also one of the co-hosts for the show now on Mondays, Miracle Mondays coming very, very soon. Can you believe it? Miracle Mondays, a concept that he birthed that's going to be right here on All About Entrepreneurs. So you are so right, Prophetess, when you said that when you are doing what the Holy Spirit is allowing you to do, that people will just come along. People will be attracted. People will connect, and that's what's happening. The Holy Spirit, through this broadcast, first and foremost, attracted Coach Cassandra, and then so many people have been attracted to this show through her. People behind the scenes, we, for the first time, I can actually say, I've been doing this for years, I can honestly say there are people behind the scenes working, and I've never been able to, before I was a behind the scenes person. Thanks to Coach Cassandra, we have a behind-the-scenes possible for us who are keeping up with the flyers, getting you all's information, your names, your bios, and we can't thank them enough. Snap this, click that, Danielle Davis and Terry Jackson and Denise Jenkins, a chaplain in Cleveland, who's a very busy entrepreneur, CEO, but yet she offered to help. So I just thank God for these powerful people. I can't thank God enough. I'm in awe, really.
Amen.
I really am. And then your testimony and the work that you're doing, I'm just in awe of God.
Amen. Yes, God is good. He's definitely doing his thing, and I'm excited. For those of you that are listening to the broadcast, we have so many things going on right now. I do what I call a monthly special all year round. Every month we have a special going on. And, well, I have my book, Faith in a Barren Land. If you want the hard copy, we have it on sale for $10. You can go to my website, trisham-ministries.com, and click on my store, and it'll be in there where you could purchase the hard copy of the book for only $10. This book is an amazing book. It's something that would change your life. For those of you who are going through different struggles, I talk about different struggles in life, whether you're going through financial struggles, if you're having a spiritual disconnect, feel like you're in a barren land when it comes to your spirituality, barren land when it comes to infertility, that for those women out there looking to conceive and bring forth child, the book is actually amazing. So if you want to get a hard copy of it, it's on sale for $10. If you want to get a free copy of the electronic book, the e-book, a lot of people don't do it like e-books, but if you like and want to get a copy of the e-book, all you have to do is sign up for my newsletter, and that's going to be absolutely free download. So just wanted to put that little plug out there and remind everyone that those specials are running.
Awesome. That is absolutely. Tell us a little bit about your book. What's it about? How did you get that concept?
Well, the book is definitely a testimonial of how to overcome any obstacle that comes in your life. And, you know, when I talk about seeing things without seeing it, that just boils down to your faith. So it is like you have to pretty much activate your faith for what you know that God is capable of doing. No matter what you see, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, you can do it. Trust God, because God tells us that we are more than overcomers, you know, that we have access to every spiritual blessing, that when the enemy comes against us, we have the power and the authority to trample over him, that we could place him under our feet. And so we have to remember that in the midst of going through, that you are well capable of overcoming. The book talks about how I had one scripture that was dear to my heart in the midst of me going through all the different barren lands that I went through, and that was Luke 1:37. A constant reminder to myself that, honey, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, Luke 1:37, for nothing is impossible with God. There is no situation in my life that God can't turn it around. There's no situation in my life that the hands of Jehovah can't touch. The I am that I am, who parted the sea, who took the dirt, the very clay that was nothing and turned it into something. There is absolutely nothing that my God can't do. So I would just declare and decree into my atmosphere that God is about to turn this thing around. I've been pregnant 8 times. I had 6 miscarriages, have 2 babies. I reminded myself, nothing is impossible with God. God showed me a vision. He made it plain. 2 babies, miscarriage after miscarriage came. I kept reminding myself, God showed you 2 babies. Believe it and you shall receive it. Another miscarriage. God showed me 2 babies. Nothing is impossible with God. If God said it, that's it. Declare, decree, believe, receive. Declare into your atmosphere. Shift your own atmosphere with your words. Shift your own atmosphere with your faith. It was like four miscarriages. God said it. Declare, decree it. And you know, after the 4th one, then 5 came. It was the grace of God. You have to read the book, because it talks about how a man came to me on the day I was having my 4th miscarriage, prophesied, spoke into my life that God was about to bless me with a child. I had to see past my mess of where I was at that very moment, miscarrying, going through a miscarriage at that very time that he prophesied a child over me. I saw past my mess. I took the word of God at face value, because it lined up with what I was telling myself, that God showed you 2 babies. You're going to have it. This man just decreed it, confirmed it into your here again. You're going to see the manifestation. And within a couple of months, God manifested that baby. I was pregnant within 2 months. Prophetic work hitting into my atmosphere. See, you got to understand that if I could not have received what he said, despite what I was looking at, see, the little photo that was staring me in my face was that you not only have just had your 4th miscarriage, but now you're going to listen to this man who's telling you God is about to bless your womb with a child. You're going to really believe that when your little picture is showing you that you done been pregnant 4 times, almost died 1 time, and still here and still miscarrying? I had to see past that mess. And I say, devil, you are a liar, because I am a visionary. I see past where I'm at, because I can see where I'm going. And because I can see where I'm going, I receive the word by faith that God is going to manifest that thing in my life. And when I believed it and received it by faith, within 2 months I was pregnant, not with a miscarriage, not my womb was no longer a cemetery for the dead, but it was a place that brought forth life now, because God had of death my off my God. Womb and caused life to come forth like never before. And because I was able to receive the word by faith, I was able to birth out what God had spoke and declared and decreed over my life. And woman God, it just went. I believed, and God manifested his glory, and that son came forth. My husband and I were truly excited, and we knew that God's hand was upon us. But after I had my 4th miscarriage, the 5th one, the grace of God manifested itself in my life. I brought forth that child. After I had my son, we went through 2 more miscarriages. And then by the time that I hit 8, the number 8,
great,
a new beginning, yeah, God had again released that curse off of my womb, and I brought forth life. Because I told my husband, I said, no matter what it looks like, I know what God showed me. God showed me in a vision years ago, 2 babies in the spirit realm, 2 babies. Believe it, receive it, believe it. Ooh. We're standing by faith. We're going to believe for the manifestation. 2 babies, no matter how many miscarriages, no matter what, 2 babies. I kept speaking it. Nothing is impossible with God. And God manifested that thing just like that. God manifested that thing. I went through some struggles. Yes, I did. But I did not quit because of the little photo that was staring me in my face. I did not quit because God gave me a vision. And with vision, God gives provision. If we hold out to the end, no matter what it looks like, I mean,
oh my God, woo, I'm about to shout over here. My God, that was powerful. My God, you know our story, telling our own personal story is so powerful. Oh my God, if you had not have stood, you wouldn't have been able to tell us this story. You got to keep on keeping on. You got to keep on holding on. Oh my God, that is so powerful. For anything and everything that you do in life, you got to keep holding on, baby. You got to keep on keeping on, believing God no matter what. God will do it. You heard the woman of God. Oh, we have got to come to this conference. We want to continue to support you, woman of God. Keep us updated. Oh, my God, we will be happy to help you get this out there. And I'm going to tell you, I'd like to come and be able to help do some of this show live. Maybe we can interview some of the guests, but this sounds like something we would absolutely, we're taking our message across the country, so we would love to come and be a part of what we call Power Up Your Possibilities. You've got the power down in the inside of you many times, but it's laying dormant. We want to show you how to tap into the potential of the possibilities of that little tiny mustard seed. Like you said, you kept seeing that snapshot of what God told you was going to be, you know, when it looked like it wasn't going to happen, when the devil was trying to laugh in your face and say, what are you doing believing God like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sounded like he was probably trying to do like Job's wife did. Job, why don't you just curse God and die? But no, we are those that have walked forth. We are those that have marched forth. We are those that believe God. Hallelujah, because he is the faithful God.
Yes, he is. I tell people all the time, quitting is not an option.
Come on now.
We can't give up on God because God never gave up on us. So we can't quit. We can't quit. God, that's not an option. I tell people, you better remind God of his word. God said he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should change his mind. When he speak, he act, and every promise he gonna fulfill. Quitting on God is not an option.
Oh my God.
I don't care what the devil's showing you. It's not an option. You can't quit. It's not an option.
Oh, my God. Just go ahead. Go ahead. If the Lord is speaking a word to the audience, if you need to bring forth a few more minutes, go ahead. We've got some time, a few more minutes, and allow you to go forth. Go ahead and speak.
Amen. I mean, it's just in my spirit. I don't know who is for, but, you know, it's like in your finances, in your health, and in your marriage, life, giving up is not an option. You can't allow that to resonate into your spirit. You cannot battle that thought that the enemy is putting in you. You can't battle that thought with the thought, meaning that you're entertaining it. You're thinking about it even more. You're debating now, and now your mind is playing this game with you. But instead of battling a thought with a thought, meaning that you're feeding that thought with more thoughts, you got to battle that thought with the Word of God. You got to battle that thought with the Word of God. If he's talking to you about your marriage, if he's talking to you about your children, your finances, that it'll never be, you got to tell yourself that nothing is impossible with you because nothing is impossible with God. You can tell yourself that you can do anything that you set your mind to because God called you an overcomer. So you got to be able to know the word. What does the word say about you? What does the word say that you're capable of doing? What is it that you need to remind yourself according to the word that when the enemy comes to play with your mind, to feed you thoughts that be not of God, what in the word can you use to cancel that thought out? Don't let the enemy win this mind battle. I preach all the time. It's like we let the devil enter into our mind, and we welcome him on our playground called a mind. And when we welcome him into our playground, now he's swinging on the swings, and he's climbing on the monkey bars. And now you done let him entertain himself so much, he's sliding down the slide, and now he's playing hopscotch, and he's just doing all these things because we've allowed allowed him to play with our minds. And every time we continue to allow him, now he moves to one thing. And then after he plays with you a little bit with that, then he'll move on to the next thing. And it's like a vicious cycle of letting the devil play with your mind. But now it's time to tell him we're in a season where we got to give him the boot and tell him to get out, that he is no longer welcome. We cannot entertain the thoughts that he is giving us, but we have to battle that thought with the word. The word tells us to resist him and he will flee. Resist him, resist him. Don't let him win. There's too much at stake in this season. And we have to realize what's at stake. It's your very life. It's your livelihood. It's your family. It's your finances. There's too much at stake for you to allow the devil to win. Quitting is not an option.
Whew. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Quitting is not an option. You heard it right here, folks. You have got to tune in. Oh, my God, stay tuned in. That's why we do this show. We want you to be encouraged, empowered. We don't care how many times it looks like zero. You got to believe in God. He is our hero. So you got to get up to go up. You got to believe God. You got to power up and believe God more than you believe your circumstances, because the devil is going to yell and scream through your circumstances, but you got to fight, baby. Fight the good fight of faith. Put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. The helmet of salvation. The breastplate of righteousness. The shield of faith. Oh, my God. You got to be girded up. Girded up to go up. You got to refuse. It's like being in a boxing match. Oh, baby, you got to know you're going to win. The devil may have knocked you down, but you got to get back up again.
That's it.
He ain't playing. The devil ain't playing. You got to get back up and believe God more. God, I believe you. You might have to cry. I know sometimes, woman of God, I've had to cry. I've had to maybe, you know, do whatever it took to get back up again. But I say, God, I'm going to believe you more. I choose. It's a choice. It's a decision you make. You got to feed your faith more than you feed your doubt. Doubting is a choice. Doubting is a choice. Let me tell you, this weekend I had a great opportunity if I let my mind go there, but I refused. I said, God, I'm going to believe you in this circumstance. I don't care what it looked like. You always bring me out some kind of way, and he never does it the way I think he will.
Wow.
Because he's God. He's God. He does what he wants to do. Praise God.
Yes.
So tell us one more time how to connect with you. We want to go to this conference in September. Oh, my God. What was that date again?
September 26th and 27th, Birmingham, Alabama, Sheraton Hotel.
And what was that theme?
It's September 26th and 27th. We kick off on the 26th at 7 p.m. That's on a Friday night. And then the 27th, we have day sessions starting at 11. And then we end probably around 2 or 3 o'clock, and then we have our night session finale at 7 p.m. on that Saturday night. You can follow me on Facebook, Trish M Ministries, to keep up with all of that. Go like the page. Keep up with the fabulous things that God has going on. You can go to my website, www.trishm-ministries.com, so that you can sign up for the newsletter. You'll get a free ebook download if you do, and you'll also be able to keep up with all the fabulous things that we have going on via email.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Amazing.
Yeah.
That word was for me. I'll tell you that right now. I don't know who else it was for.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, we have to take authority, take control, to kick the devil out.
Yes.
Tell him his playtime is over.
It's over. That's it.
He's been on the playground too long. You know, like in school, they get rid of the kids. They tell them, get out of here.
Your
time is over. You outplayed yourself.
Wow.
You played too long, little kid.
Oh, yeah.
It's time for you to leave.
you did enough out here, you know. I love it, though. I love it. Wow. Whew. Well, you started this. We all, God always seems to send the right people on Mondays, you know.
Amen. Amen. You
started right. You got to get this week started right with some power. Because, you know, power can do some things.
Amen.
You can do some things with power. You know what I'm saying? You got that Holy Ghost power. You can change some things now. Did you know, Prophetess, I even found that my prayer life went to another level when I introduced the power of God in my life.
Wow, I believe that.
I was able to, yeah, with the power of God, I was able to make some real changes that before I just couldn't seem to make.
Wow.
I started praying for the Spirit. I started praying for the presence of the Holy Spirit because I had learned that through Bishop T.D. Jakes. I had read a book that he wrote, and I forget, a book that someone else had written about the, you know, praying for the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives to be active. Yes, we know the Holy Spirit can come in us, but do we activate it?
Yes, you know? That's good. That's good.
Yeah, it's like having a computer and you have a, or like, you know how they send you your card for your credit card for your bank account, but you got to activate that thing. You got it. The money is in there. But you still got to call that number or go to the ATM machine and use it first. Now, I like that. You got to use it first to activate it. My God, I think that'll preach right there. You got to act like you got the Holy Ghost in order to really think you got it.
Amen. And that is so true. That is so true. That's good.
My God. Jesus. Woo, I'm like, over after this weekend that we've had over here with the Resurrection Kingdom Ministries, if you all haven't heard about them, look them up. They have a radio show. We were there in Live and Living Color. I'll have more to share about their ministry on Friday. But, boy, oh, boy, so this just tops off what was, wow, this is beyond icing on the cake. You know,
wow.
And amen. Well, I just truly appreciate you guys so much. I've thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed myself on this show, on this call. You guys, you ladies are just absolutely amazing. You're fabulous. And I'm definitely happy to connect with you guys and stay in tune with what you guys have going on. So,
yeah. Well, we want to thank you for being in the studio.
Go ahead, Coach. Yeah. Yes. No, you're right. You're amazing. We thank God for you coming on and sharing what God has put down on the inside of you and, you know, letting him use you today to speak life into those of us who are listening and those who dial in to the archives and to share the ministry that God has given you. And we just thank you for your obedience and coming. We just ask God that he would just continue to empower you and bless your hands and the things that you are doing so you can continue to spread this gospel. I love this, the gospel of vision. Wow. He said, write the vision and make it plain.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a word that speaks forth to the average people. I know some people get it at those big fancy conferences that some people can't afford to go to. So I'm so glad that God uses people like you, Trish, that can bring it down to people who, you know, who may not, who people who really need it. I know people that I'm attached to through this radio broadcast and other things. These people are homeless. Some of these people are on public assistance. Some of these people are living paycheck to paycheck. Some of these people are addicted to not only drugs, but, and do you know that there are people who are addicted to the lifestyle of selling drugs?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't talk about that addiction. They're not out there making no thousands and living in no fancy mansion and driving no Beamers and Jaguars. These people, they're broke, but they're addicted to that standing on the corners or standing in front of like they're a big dealer, but they're not. And it's so sad because sometimes they're the ones that are going in and out of jail. They're the ones a lot of times that are breaking some mother's heart or some father's heart. But they're addicted to the lifestyle. So I thank God that this is a word that's going to break that addiction off of people because they're going to know that, boom, they can get a new thought. I'm so happy. I'm just happy.
Wow. And yes. That's good.
Yes. Right,
well,
we want to
thank yes. You know, Chris has got to move on. She's got another appointment, and we are so happy that you were with us today, Chris. I'm sorry. I'm reading something. Trish, I'm trying to say Trish. And I just want to thank you so much and looking forward to reading your book and staying in connection with you, coming to your conference. And, hey, let's stay connected. Let's make it happen because I tell you, I want to follow the cloud of the glory and not the crowd. So
amen.
I pray God is doing for you and your husband. Tell your husband hello for us, your family. And what a blessing. I saw your children. They are absolutely beautiful. And thank God for what he's doing in your lives.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Coach Louisa, did you have any closing words for her?
Oh, I've said it already, but just thank you. And we look forward to having you back. And we look forward to getting down to Birmingham.
Amen. I'm looking forward to that. You guys be on the lookout for the flyers and the video promotions and all of that because it's coming soon.
All right.
Wonderful.
All right. Thank you. You have a blessed day, woman of God.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Wow, Coach Louisa, that was amazing. Again, amazing. My gosh. What's he going to do next? We're going to watch and be utterly amazed. Amen. Amen. God is awesome. And we just know that if we continue looking to the hills from which cometh our help, oh, my God, so much we're going to see. And we watch God continue to show up and show out in our lives. Woo-hoo.
Well, tell people what kind of day that's had. Yes.
Everyone, have a super califragilistic, expialidocious day, baby. So you make it happen. You get glad. You get going. And know that God is a faithful God, and he will help you do it. The Bible says to ask, to knock, to speak, to ask, speak, and knock, and the door shall be open. So open up your mouth. And you proclaim and you declare to your day what you expect to happen. And God will do it. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Back to you, Coach.
That's all for today. That's it for today.
Have a great day, everyone.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Move it, move it, move it, move it, move it, move it.